SBS Radio.
Kasabay na maagang simula ng matinding tag-init dito sa Brisbane, naging mainit din ang pagtanggap ng publiko sa pagbubukas ng Asia Pacific Triennale o APT nitong nakaraang Biyernes ng gabi. Kapansin-pansin din ang dami ng dumalong mga Pilipinong residente at mga bisita dito sa Brisbane para ipagdiwang ang sining Pilipino na ngayon taon ay kinakatawan ng tatlo sa ating mga natatanging manlilikha sa Pilipinas, kabilang sina Kawayan Digia, Nona Garcia at Martha Atienza sa mahigit 80 mga manlilikha na tampok sa ikasyam na APT ngayong taon. Si Kawayan Digia ay isang pintor at iskultor mula sa Baguio. Sa kanyang gawa para sa APT, mapapansin ang mga tiyak na elementong Pilipino na gamit niya upang isalaysay ang mga kwento ng Cordillera. Nariyan din ang mga pintang nagtatampok sa tanyag na makatang si Carlos Bulosan at sa kanyang amang si Kidlat Tahimik na kamakailan lamang ay nagawaran ng parangal na National Artist of the Philippines for Film. Narito ang ating panayam kay Kawayan dito sa Queensland Gallery of Modern Art sa Brisbane.
We are here at Kagoma here in Brisbane with Kawayan Digia. Kasama po siya dito sa 2018 Asia Pacific Triennale. Welcome to Brisbane, Kawayan.
Salamat.
So I understand this is your first time na makasali dito sa APT. Kawayan, tell us about your experience. How has it been so far? And what do you think of it?
Yeah, I think it's the first time. I think many artists who participate at the APT, it only happens once, except for maybe an exceptional like the Achillesan. So I guess once in a lifetime lang mangyayari to. The importance, I think, of the APT is that sila yung mga unang nag-recognize ng importance ng Asian art sa region outside the Philippines. This was before art has become more recognized in the 80s and 90s. Usually mga artist initiative yung nangyayari. So yan yung importansya ng APT. Yeah, it's been a great thing. Sobra akong honored to be here.
So para to sa mga matagal lang hindi nakaka-uwi or mga kababayan natin na have been overseas, living overseas for a while, how would you describe the current state of the art sector in the Philippines and what is it like to be an artist in the current political climate there?
I think when you're an artist, maraming platforms na you react to many things. Kasama na dun yung political, well, it's actually all politics, whether literally or not. Pero yun talagang laro nun, and I guess it's up to you how engaging you get into whatever you want to convey. I think like everything, like every culture, every buhay siya, no? So I think you have to look at culture and art and these things as the great reflectors of life, no? And you have to look at them na buhay sila, parang halaman, hindi siya matigas na may batas, no? Yeah, so in a way, yung sining is really is an eye-opener.
I like that you try to introduce us, or at least in my case, reintroduce us to some of our notable mga natatanging alagad ng sining. Can you tell us the message behind dun sa art piece mo, which was inspired by your conversation with poet Carlos Bulosan?
Ako, I'm a big fan of Carlos Bulosan's work. Taga-Norte kasi siya eh. So I've been actually trying to influence a couple of other people, including politicians, and I think we should recognize the work and life of Carlos Bulosan. Okay, now we're really living in a hyper-capitalist world society, which is really terrible because we're losing our humanity. And I think that's something we really have to bear in mind. When you eat a delicious Hershey bar or chocolate, you always have to remember the price that was paid to create and I think that's for many other things. That's just a metaphor, and I wanted to use sugar in this case as that thing of life that gives us ecstasy and everything you like, but the other side of it might not be so pleasant.
One of the pieces of work that you have on display at the moment is quite eye-catching, particularly para sa mga Pinoy, kasi meron isang imahe do na very distinctly Filipino. It's the image of the late Fernando Poe Jr., prominently depicted as the iconic Panday. What was your thought process in creating that piece?
Ano kasi ako eh, especially mga paintings, no? Hindi ako fixed na tao na gagawa ako ng sketch at malaman ko na yung ending nito. Ano ako eh, dahil visual artist, I'm first attracted by predominantly an image, and then I try to investigate what's happening to this image. So in the case of FPJ, di ba sa FPJ, parang he's always a good guy na naapi or na ano, and he's coming back to avenge himself. So ganun din, parang siya yung balikbayan, he's coming back home to the Philippines. He's saying, ano nangyari dito? Saan ako nanggaling? I think yung Pilipinas especially, we have this thing, yung cultural amnesia, no? Nakakalimutan natin yung nakaraan natin, yung mga ninuno natin, or kung saan nanggaling tayo. Dahil ini-erase yan sa educational system natin and whatnot. There's a good point there na we get to let go of the baggage of the past. But it's also a sad thing kasi oftentimes history repeats itself. So, I guess ganun yung inaano ko dito sa trabaho na yung kaya FPJ.
They say that art is subjective and it's always open to interpretation. It has become a growing concern on how the public struggles to take news objectively, and then they always resort to giving their own interpretations of the news. Well, as an artist, how do you think art can help people reconcile their desire to know the truth with how they exercise their right to put meaning into things?
Yeah. I think ako, I really leave that book open, no? Parang everyone has their own interpretation based on your own personal experience. So when I create a work, I really give, I have my journey creating that work. Pero in the end, iba yung ibig sabihin ni FPJ sa'yo, i-compare mo sa akin. Now, this is the thing. The world at the moment is going on a very polarized positioning because we don't realize the complexities of what we're facing, and we like things to be as simple as a black and white painting na ito yung ito yung tama, yan yung mali. And it isn't like that. We have to remember na there are maybe 1,000 shades of gray. Translate that into color, then you know, it would be a rainbow. So we have to understand things in a more colorful manner, and we have to understand how things react and interact with one another. As of yung, yan, tama si Duterte, maraming ano, tama si Trump na ganyan. And I think that rational thinking, yung pagpopolarize ng ganyang pag-iisip, I think is the one that is really, that's where we are now. And I hope we can learn from this na hindi lang ganun kasimple ang kahit anong bagay. There are so many angles to see anything, and perhaps art and artists, you know, yan yung trabaho nila eh, para baka mapalinaw na o baka hindi naman ganun lang, diba?
Bukas ay itutuloy natin ang natatanging ulat sa Asia Pacific Triennale sa Brisbane sa ating panayam naman kay Nona Garcia. Abangan po ninyo yan. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.